Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Sherry M. and I am a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in California. Today is Monday, February 14th, 2022. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And today we are reading from the Big Book on page 164. Third paragraph, the fourth sentence, give freely of what you find and join us. Today's readers are Penny L.C., Christine M., and Kara L. The share ID for Sunday, February 13th, special edition, is 18,546. And the share ID for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, is 18,548. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. I'm sorry, I just lost my place. So sorry. Oh my gosh. Okay, there we go. Who still suffers. At A Vision for You, Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Marietta P. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning. Marietta, compulsive overeater from Virginia. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed, became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people whenever possible. 10, whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to prove our conscious contact with God. And praying only for his knowledge, for his will for us to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening, as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you for letting me be in a service.
Thank you so much, Marietta P. And I will now ask Kara L. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he express himself in a group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards and or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always to maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you so much, Kara. I appreciate that. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes, and I'll be timing everyone. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book in chapter Vision for You, page 164, the third paragraph, fourth sentence only, give freely of what you find and join us. And I will now ask Penny L.C. to unpack that sentence for us. Go ahead, Penny.
Thank you, Sherry. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. Give freely of what you find and join us. So here I see some steps to take. Some action to take. The first action verb is give. Since I am now being prompted to take action, to move forward, and to pass on what has been passed to me, to be into action and to work with others, as I am guided to do in step 12. To operate from that spiritual principle of love and service, and then it says to find, another action verb resulting from the working the 12 steps, from seeking a new way of life and discovering it, and then third, to join, the action verb, since I am now a part of a fellowship. My calling, my purpose is to participate, to take the hand of others, to include myself in the circle of recovery fellowship. And when I do these things with this giving, this finding, this joining, I am living by the spiritual principles and being what I believe my higher power would have me be. And in that way, that completes my process. But it's not one and done. I do need to continue daily and gratefully do so. And in that way, I know I'm so blessed when I give. And I know that that's how this whole process works, to free my spirit and to live a useful, purposeful life. Grateful to be here and doing it with you all. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny, for getting us started today. And before I take a lineup of those that would like to share, we'd like to remind you that although we value your experience, We ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. Who would like to share this morning?
Donna B.
Wayne G.
Bonnie B.
Noelle
Elena.
Elena
Kathleen
C.
O.
Carrie G.
Bruce E.
Kaya F.
Bonnie B.
The first name was Donna B.
I'm going to tell you everyone I have, and I'm definitely missing two names. So there was a Donna B., Elaine G., Bonnie B. There was someone in between Kathleen O., and then there was another, I think, woman in between Bruce E., and then I have Haya S. So the two women who put their names out, I didn't hear you, and if you could repeat those names, I'd appreciate it.
Noelle E.
Noelle E., and there was one more.
Elena C.
That's it. That was it. Thank you. Okay, we have eight. Okay, we have eight names, so we're going to start with these eight. Great lineup, and then I'll take more names. So go ahead, Donna B., and if you're not speaking, please make sure to mute your phone. Go ahead, Donna.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Donna B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic calling from Denver, Colorado. It's great to be on the phone with everybody. I loved the opening. I loved the focus on the verbs, give, find, and join. What I wanted to focus on was give freely of what you find. So for me, the question is, what have I found? I have found a new way of living that affords me the opportunity to be entirely abstinent, continuing to work the steps, specifically steps 10, 11, and 12. And I have found a way of drawing closer to a higher power that I don't really understand. But despite not understanding and not having a concept of a higher power, I find that my life is more aligned with a source of information and direction, which allows me to live in greater peace and well-being. I have found an awful lot. My life has been completely transformed. And in finding that, I do want to give freely. I do want to share that with others, in part because there's nothing that ensures my immunity more than working with others. So there is that component of wanting to protect this precious gift that I have found and to take all of the directions given to me as a way to protect that precious gift. But because the gift has been so life-altering and amazing and phenomenal and mind-blowing, I also have an internal desire, a drive to want to share that gift with others as well. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna B. And next up is Elaine G.
Hey, everybody. Good to be here. Reading that sentence having to do with I found. Let me read it exactly here. What it says here. Okay. So what is that? The fourth sentence. Oh, give freely what we find and join. The way I see it is that. Well, I want you know, like people who don't even know me from Adam, you know, you know, race, creed, or anything else, are helping me, you know, helping me to see the right way of thinking, helping me to find the God of my understanding, helping me to guide me in working this program. And so, of course, I want to give back. And I want to give back what they have learned, and they're passing it on to me, what I have learned to other people. And I, you know, and I was thinking while I was sitting here that to be dramatic about it, and this is how really how I feel. I mean, like, I want to shout it through the rooftop, you know, that I found a higher power. I found a faith that really works, and a program that's changing my life. And I want to give that to other people. I want to give it to other people, that they should have the goodness and do the right thing, like I have, you know. And so every day, I help someone. I try to help the newcomer first. You know, at the end of the meeting, I write down all the numbers of the newcomers. And I may just have 14 days today of abstinence, but to me, it's like I have years, because I haven't had that much in years. I was compulsive eating for a long time in the program. And so, like, I wake up every morning grateful I'm alive. I read with my sponsor the Big Book. And I even get an excitement reading the Big Book and, you know, hearing everything I read, you know, because I'm reading it out loud, and really IDing with it, you know, and then come on Vision for You and to hear everybody talk
gentle
about
reminder.
Okay, talk about the program and the how the higher power helps them. And it's helping me, and I want to help other people. Thanks.
Thanks, Elaine, and congrats on the 14 days. That's great. Bonnie B is up next, followed by Noel. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your service. Bonnie B, so gratefully recovered today by the grace of God, from Minnesota, but currently living in Fort Myers, Florida. What a beautiful sentence. Give freely of what you find and join us. What have I been given? That's the question. Unconditional love, support, no straight path for me. I have been, I've relapsed many times. I've been in the program for, you know, 8-9 years. And what did I get back nonstop from people? Unconditional love. If I wouldn't have had people welcome me back over and over and over and over, I would have simply done what I've always done, which was to go find a cause at some place and eat. And so what's my desire to give? I want to give freely that unconditional love to every person that calls or that I reach out to who says, I picked up again. I picked up. Because what I have to offer is I have to offer hope. I get to give to them what was given to me, and I am, by the grace of God, recovered today, living a life that I could never, ever, ever have imagined. It is. This sentence does talk about basically steps 10 through 12. It's given out. And there was such fear with the idea of giving out because, again, all roads go back to me. What if I don't do it right? What if I don't say the right thing? What if I don't come off right? I mean, what if what I'm saying doesn't make sense to people? But in the end, all I have to do is give away what I've been given. And I know that my job description is not to show up looking a certain way. My job description is just to show up. To show up. My job description is not to deliver or to help anyone to attain anything. My job description is to take their hand and put it into the hand of God. And that's the only one that can set us free. We know that to be true. Everything else always came up empty. And so my desire when I look at this sentence is to give what I've been given and give it freely. And what I've been given is hope. And yes, good knowledge and good information and tools and all these other things that help me. But bottom line is, if God doesn't do it, it's not going to happen. And so I just want people to keep coming back, because eventually, if they keep coming back, they will connect with God and they will see what only He can show them, and then ultimately, you know, be set free so that they can share it with other people. So it's a gift to be able to give what I've been given, because I've been given freedom. And the freedom, you know, one last thought, the freedom isn't just from the food, because I've been at my ideal body weight for quite a while. The freedom is in my head. I've been given the gift of freedom in my head. I was in lockdown for years and years. So I've been given much, and I want to give it back. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much again for your service and for all the shares.
Thanks, Bonnie. Noelle E. is up next, followed by Kathleen O.
Hi, this is Noelle E., gratefully recovered in Louisiana. Oh, thank you, everybody, for your shares. I love this line. My gosh. The word that keeps coming up to me is freely, 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 freely. And I never understood what just like giving without like expecting something in return, or reciprocity being the goal. I mean, I never understood it until I was a part of this program, and it's such a gift to be able just to be able to share what God is showing me in that moment, and that's it. I'm getting something in doing it. Like it's wild. And you know, I was, I'm not trying to judge myself. I just can see the older versions of myself so clearly now. And I love her, but I have to talk about her, you know, like, I mean, all the years I was a bridesmaid 12 times. And everything I did was like, well, when I'm a bride, this is what I expect. You know, it was just, it was such a destructive way of living, and it showed up everywhere. And now this is such a, you know, foundational way of living. It's at the bottom of everything. So everything on top of it is strong and true. I just put sheets in the washer because my oldest child is wetting the bed at night, and I mean, I get to do that, and I'm not holding it against my baby. I'm not holding it against my husband that I'm doing it. You know, again, I'm not trying to judge previous versions of myself. I can just see her so clearly and have compassion for her, and now I get to give freely of what I find. And I guess those things are out of program, but in program, it's the best. It is the absolute best to be able just to give the unconditional love that I've been shown by every single person I've come across here to someone else. And a lot of them on the line this morning, and I love you, and I see you, friends. Oh, with that, I'll pass. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Noelle E. And the next up is Kathleen O., followed by Elena C.
Good morning, Sherry. Thank you. This is Kathleen O., recovered in California.
Oh, we can't hear you, Kathleen. I think you got muted.
Okay. Thought I unmuted.
There you
Thank
are.
You, Sherry.
There you are.
Thank you, Sherry. Kathleen in Northern California. Okay, so give freely of what you find and join us. And I love that this is one little sentence in this book, and there's so many of us wanting to comment on this one sentence because, oh, it says so much. You know, what did I find? I found happiness, joy, and freedom in doing these 12 steps. And, you know, life is life, and when things don't go right, it's easy to complain and gossip, but you guys will always remind me that love and tolerance is our code, you know, understand rather than be understood. And join us, you know, life isn't always going to be easy, but we can happily do this together. And it's about carrying the message to others still suffering from what I suffered from for decades. So, you know, you don't have to suffer anymore. Join us. My biggest joy is helping others find happiness and relief from what seemed to be a hopeless state of mind and body. And I'm just going to keep this really short because I know so many people want to share. But give freely and be free. And thank you, I pass.
Thanks so much, Kathleen. Elena C. is up next, followed by Bruce E.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for your service, moderator. My name is Elena C., gratefully recovered, compulsive overeater in South Carolina for today. I was so passionate about sharing today because I think this paragraph, I'm very passionate about it. It's, sorry about that. It's step 12, you know, and it reminds me of the Saint Francis prayer, give freely. It's in giving that we receive, you know, and I think I gave before the program just because I'd like others to be my friends and like me, you know, and now it doesn't matter. And I give freely not only to my sponsees, but also to my family members whom I had a difficult relationship with besides, before the 12 step of recovery. And I can give them freely of what I receive, which is my niceness, my presence for my human the human beings in my life, including my clients, my family members, my sponsees, and you guys. And another thing I want to share is that this program, I've heard someone that addiction is a treatment for addiction is connection. So every time I give freely and I and my sponsees stay with me and recover, they will then have other sponsees who might recover. And that's how I believe AA, the fellowship of AA is so strong. And I think the fellowship of a vision is so strong because I hear a lot of recovery in this room. And I think I found my higher power through hearing other people and listening to the message and through you guys. And I'm so grateful for that. With that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Elena. And before we take Bruce, I just want to let anyone know who may have come on the line after the meeting started that today we are reading on page 164 of the Big Book in the third paragraph, the fourth sentence, give freely of what you find and join us is what we're focusing on today. So Bruce E., you're up next, followed by Haya S., and then I'll take a new lineup. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Bruce E., I'm recovered in Fort Myers, Florida area, and glad to be on the call. Give freely of what you find and join us. So, you know, the joining us is, you know, getting together like we're doing now or, you know, being with each other. But the give freely or the give, that can always be a tough one because it was all my life because I was so selfish and self-centered. I wanted to take all the time. I knew how to do that. I knew how to take. I learned how to take, and I didn't know about the give part of it. And then I started hearing this about giving away what I have to give, which I think is really important. When I first got in the program, this guy shows up at this meeting. He's passed on now, but my first sponsor, Richard, and man, I still, you know, appreciate him because he gave freely of what he had, that he had some sobriety, some abstinence, and he talked to me about, you know, doing a food plan and writing it down, giving it to him and stuff like that, going through the steps with him. And we did that, did some of that, had some success. And so he gave freely. So then I turn around and try to give something to other people, whether it's that same type of thing, which I think is really important for me to give away what I've got. Can't keep it unless I give it away, right? But financially, you know, time-wise, so I have to pay a little price in time and go into the effort to give away. And it's really important that I give. I don't know if I get this. I don't know if I could keep this thing or get it or keep it if I didn't give it. It seems like that's just a real basic thing about it. And it says freely. So that means a lot of it. And give freely of what you find and join us. Well, I think that's what we're all doing right now on the line. And this is a great program, great book to read, and give away. This book is fun because I can read it to other people and they can read it to me, and we give it back and forth with each other. So that's it for me, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce, for sharing. Haya S. is up next, and then I'll take a new lineup. Go ahead, Haya.
Hi, this is Haya S. from Chicago. And what struck me about this sentence is that it's all in the present tense. It's not give freely what you find. In other words, I have to keep on looking for it. I have to keep on finding it. It's not a one and done. I found the answers. I am recovered, and then I'm finished. I learned painfully that that doesn't work. I thought that the way I was doing an 11-step was really doing an 11-step, but it really wasn't. It didn't really. I wasn't connecting to my creator. I wasn't even connecting to my sponsor. But the keep on working at it, the present tense. Then I looked in this whole page. It's all on the present tense. We read in the previous paragraph, God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. So that's what's happening here in working on steps 10, 11, and 12, that I'm constantly being disclosed more things about myself. I have to keep on digging and understand where I'm coming from and what I need to do. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Haya. Before we take a new lineup, we just like, could you mute? Thank you so much.
Muting.
Like to remind you. There we go. Okay. We value your experience, and we ask that if you've shared in the last 2 days, that you hold off and share later in the week. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, would you like to share this morning? Go ahead and give me your name.
Christine M. Mary L.
Nancy L. Deborah G.
Anne M.
Nancy L.
Yeah, so I have Christine M. Then there was another woman. I didn't get her name. And then Nancy L., Deborah G., and Anne M. Who was after Christine M.?
Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen.
Mary. Mm-hmm. And who else came in at the same time?
Babylonia A.
Okay, I think that was the first one. Okay, I don't know that we're going to be able to get to everybody with the time that we have left, but let's go ahead and try. Go ahead, Christine M., you're up next.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is Christine M., Grateful Recovered Compulsive Overeater Just for Today by God's Grace in Missouri. Give freely of what you find. You know, we're being invited in, you know, to give. And I know for me, you know, by nature, I'm a taker. You know, what can I get from you? How can I get it? And if I did do something for someone else, I would never, ever let them forget it. I was constantly throwing it in their face and using it against them. Well, I did this for you, so you should do this for me. And just all that selfishness and self-centeredness and that tit-for-tat and that manipulation, you know. And by the grace of God, through the work of these steps, you know, I've become much more God-centered and other-centered. And, you know, that's where the freedom lies for me. It's in helping other people, you know, helping other people, not saving them, because I can sometimes fall into that, not saving them and playing God, but just doing God's work and asking God every day, like, what would you have me be? What would you have me do? Who would you have me help? And just, you know, following God's direction. And so, you know, sometimes I get in selfishness where I don't want to give, or I feel like I don't want to give up my time to work with someone or something like that. And I, you know, I can step that out because it's selfish, you know. But I find that I still show up anyway, and I never regret that, you know. And, you know, it's such an honor to watch people grow and to watch people change and to give freely of what was so given to me. You know, I was in relapse for 3 years. And I went through sponsor after sponsor after sponsor, and I just wasn't ready. And so many people on this line were so loving and patient and kind, you know, and kind of detached with love and let me know that, you know, call me when you're ready. You're not ready to go to any lengths yet, but let me know that they cared about me. So, yeah, I'm just so grateful for that unconditional love on these lines. And first and foremost, God's love and God's forgiveness. And I just so want to give it away to anyone I can. You know, today I get to be a beacon of hope and, you know, a light to someone in this dark world, as long as I'm continuing to live in 10, 11, and 12 and stay spiritually connected. And it's an honor and a privilege for me to work with other people and to have something to transmit. It's not my right. It's not any of that. It is an honor and a privilege. And so I'm just truly grateful to be here, grateful to be recovered, and that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Christine M. Abalonia A. is up next, followed by Nancy L.
Good morning. I'm really grateful for this program. It's so miraculous. And I just wanted to share that people gave freely to me at the beginning of when I joined A Vision for You, and I was literally binging and still going to the meeting, and people were like, this can be the last binge of your life. And they talked me through it. And that touched me so deeply because I have never let anyone into my heart when I'm in the darkness. I always isolated, but literally people reached out and saved me. And now I have 62 days in the program. I am so full of joy. Like, my heart feels like a child. Like, it's all Jesus. I know it's God and Jesus, and they're filling me because I'm not blocked from them anymore. And I just want to tell the whole world about God. I know it's a program of attraction, not promotion, but I just want to tell everybody that God loves them. And because I feel his presence with me so strongly, and I feel like he's smiling down on me, and I always used to think he was mad at me, but now I don't. I know he loves me, and I'm just more grateful for my relationship with God than anything else. And if it wasn't for the 12 steps, I wouldn't have this. And I know he cares about me more than he cares about a sparrow. And he clothes me better than the lilies of the field. And he'll always take care of me. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks so much. And congratulations on your days. And Nancy L. is up next, followed by Deborah G. Go ahead, Nancy.
Good morning. This is Nancy L. from California, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And I just, I get the share what you find. I just remember a story, and it kind of just says when you find a treasure that you're not going to keep it to yourself and hide it. You're going to tell everybody that you found it. And it's like if you won the lottery, maybe you wouldn't tell other people, but you're not going to just keep it to yourself. You're going to be too excited about it and too excited about this wonderful gift that's been given to you, and you do want to just tell the whole world about it. And it is a program of attraction, but I know when I found this program, I just started glowing, and everybody thought, you're different. What's wrong with you? I mean, not that it was bad and wrong with me, but you're glowing. What's that? And it's like, I was always ready to share that hope that I had found. And I said, are you in love? Yes, I am. I found my higher power that I call God, and I'm madly in love with him, and he's madly in love with me. And I just couldn't help but share how excited I was that I found something that finally worked, that finally spoke to me in my soul and helped me get over this problem that plagued me my whole life. And I've been so selfish and not doing as much outreach as I could, and I've just really been told today that I need to reach out, and I do need to share this hope that's been given to me to other people so they could experience this wonderful gift too. And I just thank all of you for being so open and sharing with me. So with that, I'll pass and have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nancy L. Deborah G's up next, followed by On M. Go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And thank you so much, Sherry, for being of service, and everyone for being of service and making this meeting possible. This is it. This is part of it. This is my find, this beautiful place with all of you. Thank you for all the wonderful shares, feeling all that love and all the shares. Wow, being saturated and marinated in that love, which I believe that love is that beautiful, affectionate force that's between us and within me. And, you know, I love this experience that's been given to me, being with all of you, working with a sponsor, and all that's been shared, going through those beautiful 12 steps and living this way and not suffering, so that I can give that. You know, it's like I'm learning, it isn't all about me and my suffering. It's all about doing this so I can help another so they don't have to suffer. It's all about how can I serve? How can I serve? Calling, taking people through the steps, sponsoring, going out into the world with love, whatever that beautiful, loving presence brings my way. Be loved back to that today. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. On M is up next.
Hello, my name is Ann M. from Washington State. I'm so grateful to be on this meeting and to be able to hear this, all the shares, and I appreciate everyone's work on it. And it's as every time I read this sentence, as well as the whole paragraph, I think that is the 12 steps. That is the solution. As Dr. Bob said, early, that here we do. We trust God. Step one. I mean, it's all the 12 steps. Clean house. You know, the 4, 5, 6, 7, and then give freely of yourself, which is service. That would be the help others. So I was even in tears after the first few years I came into the program and heard this read at a meeting, probably the first time, and it's tearful for me because it's so true. And I've been recovering one day at a time. I'm at my normal weight. I've had for quite a few years, and it's just been a huge gift, a huge blessing. And helping others is showing up, doing the work, using the tools to do the steps. And that's what helped me so much in every single relationship. So thank you all for being there for me. And, you know, I will trudge, and I love this, the road of happy destiny, not a road of happy destiny. I mean, this is so carefully chosen, carefully written. And I just I've been dwelling on that paragraph over the weekend and the last week when we've been reading it sentence by sentence. And I really, really abide by the tools given me to clear out everything and just turn it over including difficult times, difficult situations, difficult people, places, things, and institutions. I mean, that's my deal. So thank you. Thanks again. And yes, take care, and I'm over. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Anne, for sharing today. And next we have Mary Ellen.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mary Ellen T, and I live in Oregon. And I, you know, just like all the other shares, I mean, I love the person who said this is where it's at, because yes, yes, honey, this is where it's at. I have completely changed my whole life. I've had the psychic change that's happened as a result of going through these steps, and I've had to go through these steps multiple times to really get to understand just the extent of the powerlessness that and the obsession of the mind that lives within me. And that obsession of the mind, it's there. It doesn't take very much, and it can start talking again pretty easy. Sometimes I can go through many months without that obsession really showing up, as long as I'm doing the work, you know. And part of doing the work is giving freely. And so the big book tells me, you know, it tells me I've got relationship ideals that I need to be thinking about. And the big book tells us through all these chapters, like, how is it that you know, we can be showing up, you know, what is my new relationship ideal to look like? And the biggest piece is to give, because it's only through giving that I get back. And so that's the message that I really try to thrive off of. And I think it's the message I want to send out to all my kids today too, is just to remind people, you know, it's Valentine's Day and it's all about love, but really, the best love that I get is when I give it, and I give it without any expectation at all. So how can I show up and just be love and helpful, and also know when to keep my mouth shut? And I really appreciate what somebody else said about how can I be of service but not save you at the same time, and knowing that fine line. And just this program's been so beautiful in how I've been able to grow and flourish, and through all of your shares and the big book. And I just am so grateful for it all. And that's it for me. I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary Ellen. And that was amazing that we got all the shares in on time before the meeting ended. And thank you all for a wonderful meeting today, and happy Valentine's Day again to everyone. And now we will close with the reading from the big book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Christine M. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, hello, my name is Christine M. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you can't transmit something you haven't got. See to it your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the records of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. And we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you charge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you.